Chapter 1. She showered in the crude, plastic one-piece mansion bathroom stall, trying her best to wash guilt and terror from her pale skin. Red goo on her flesh mingled with water flow and tears, and then drizzled in streaks down her legs and into the rusty drain. The water's warmth eased her sore muscles and bruises. She closed her eyes, trying to block out memories, straining to take possession of her spirit. Someone had stolen part of her soul, and she desperately wanted it back. She puffed an exhale and inhaled fresh oxygen to cleanse her insides. Her heart ached in her chest, trying to burst free. She held her breath for a count of four, then breathed in for a count of eight. Holding it, she counted slowly to four, then breathed out again to the count of six. She repeated the process four times, and with each repetition, her heartbeat slowed more. It was a technique she'd learned to ease anxiety when it struck. She scrubbed her hair for the third time with lilac-scented shampoo, still pulling bits of dried leaves and twigs from the long blonde tresses. She'd finally gotten used to the color, which looked oddly natural on her. The lilac scent helped remove the crude odor of his heavy cologne. Clearly an attempt to postpone bathing, combined with foul-smelling breath, tinted with alcohol, onions, and tobacco. She still sensed his rough, calloused grip on her bruised arms, her hips burned from scrubbing, where welts had developed from friction of her jeans being ripped down. She forced visions away, trying to still her pulse and avoid another panic attack. The flow's cooling reminded her she'd been showering long enough, having exhausted the supply of heated liquid from the inadequate ancient hot water tank. Stepping out of the rickety stall onto a towel, she buffed her flesh with soft terry, still ridding herself of memories she was certain to dream about later. She mustn't catch a cold. The Lord knew she had got enough problems. Besides, she couldn't afford the cost of a doctor or attention such as a visit might bring to her. A noise from the street signaled the slamming of a vehicle door in front of the building. She gazed through grime undoubtedly accumulated on the thick pane over at least a decade of neglect. Voices drifted upward to her high observatory. "Oh, crap. I've got to get this mess cleaned up, quickly." She scrambled to finish drying and slid her slightly damp body into sweats and a t-shirt she'd brought to the bathroom. She'd been diligent about returning personal care items as they were used to the tote she'd carried them in so she could make quick work of it. She crumbled discarded nasty clothing inside, noting rips and a missing zipper pull from her tattered hoodie. Well, it's trash. Should she keep it? Nope, you're gone, baby. She might like the jacket, but not the recollections that came with it. Using her damp towels, she wiped the creaking, paint-flaking metal shower down as dry as possible. Then, with a final once-over to make sure she didn't leave evidence of her presence, she snatched her things and rushed to the safety of her private sanctuary. As she entered and eased the door shut, voices from outside on the portico filtered upward. A key was being inserted into the front door. Very carefully and without making noise, she tiptoed barefoot up the solid oak stairwell. Finally, at the last door, she slipped inside and closed it behind her, hoping to shut out events of the recent past along with the others that haunted her. Mid-morning sunshine streaked through ornate stained glass windows, coating her rusty metal bed and its yellowing white blanket with glistening light, as though answering her prayers and assuring her it would be okay. Would it? Will things ever be okay again?